33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 13. Sister Faustina, Don't Delay. Helena Kowalska was a 19-year-old Polish girl with a broken heart. She had recently given up her dream of joining the convent. Her family was against it, and she did not have the financial means to enter on her own. A few months later, on a warm summer night, something mysterious happened. Helena was at a dance with her sister. The party was in full swing when a young man asked her to dance. Determined to move forward with her life, Helena walked out on the dance floor, twirled about, and tried to enjoy the moment. But suddenly, the music seemed to stop. The dance faded away, and Helena found herself face to face with Jesus. "How long will you keep putting me off?" he said to her. Then, just as quickly as the vision had appeared, it faded away. Helena was understandably shaken and unwilling to continue dancing. She believed that God had closed the door on her dream of entering the convent, but now, with this direct message from Jesus, her assumption was proven wrong. Even though every possible obstacle seemed to be in her way, she left home and found a convent willing to open its doors to her. It was there that Helena became known as Sister Maria Faustina. Before too long, Jesus appeared to Faustina again and again to share just one message: mercy. The 20th century was one of the ugliest and deadliest centuries in human history, and right in the middle of it all, Jesus was sharing a message of mercy through Sister Faustina. In her journal, Sister Faustina wrote, "All grace flows from mercy, and the last hour abounds with mercy for us. Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God, even if a person's sin were as dark as night. God's mercy is stronger than our misery. One thing alone is necessary, that the sinner set ajar the door of his heart, be it ever so little, to let in a ray of God's merciful grace, and then God will do the rest." That message of mercy extended in a particular way to the Eucharist. During one of her visions, Jesus told Sister Faustina, "When I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object." A dead object, a piece of bread, a cup of wine, dead. When Jesus walked the earth, he made it clear that reception of his body and blood was not a symbolic ritual, but that in the Eucharist we indeed receive the real and true presence of God. He reasserted this truth to Sister Faustina. He is alive, not dead. The bread is not bread, but the very life of God sent to you out of love and mercy. In her epic writings about divine mercy, Sister Faustina wrote, "You want to stay with us, and so you left us yourself in the sacrament of the altar, and you opened wide your mercy to us. You opened an inexhaustible spring of mercy for us, giving us your dearest possession, the blood and water that gushed forth from your heart." He wanted to stay with us. Think about that. He wanted to stay with us. He wanted to be here with you. By consecrating yourself to the Eucharist, you are becoming an agent of mercy. Beautiful, courageous, loving, transformative, never-ending mercy. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Today's lesson: stop putting God off. Surrender to what he is calling you to do completely and without delay. Virtue of the day: mercy. Thomas Aquinas defined the virtue of mercy as compassion in our hearts for another person's misery, a compassion which drives us to do what we can to help him. Mercy is a form of temporal and spiritual generosity. Let us pray. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me closer to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.